Psalms 91:11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
Keep going.
Oh, okay, well, this is a weird-looking site, so it just has one verse at a time, I guess. You want all of 91?
No. Yo.
Well, hold on.
Let's just do it this way. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou did dash thy foot against a stone.
You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down.
Good.
Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. And securely is emphasized.
Mm-hmm.
He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation.
That him, who's the him, Bob?
I wasn't paying attention, but I had a question.
Well,
are you interested?
You should be paying attention, Bob. This
hey,
about learning.
Hey, I'm working. I'm sending out emails to everybody,
you're
keeping
not,
them up to date.
If you're not.
I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting to the world what we're talking about.
Well, Bob, that's just excellent.
He's quoting Andrew
Bob.
Crystal there when he does that. The New Zealand guy on Mum. Ed, maybe you're asking me what I think at that point, because I was going to ask you, is the white stone referring to our white stone about 5 minutes ago?
And
okay, what came to me as she was reading that, the part that was listening, one of the Bobs was listening, I thought of the four, the lion, the calf, the head, the man's image, and the other thing, the pyramid, the Sphinx. Is there something about, is that a collage of some of these themes that you just said?
Not a collage, it's a representation.
Right, so you knew I was thinking that, so you called on me, and so I was not listening with my senses. I was listening on the non-physical level. I'm basically channeling people. I mean, it was the recent Bob channeling.
You've been a slack ass and almost got caught at it.
I was relying on myself, sorry.
I'd like to go further into verse 13. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the lion and the serpent you will trample down.
Yeah.
Well.
Can we just go back to the beginning of that, though, in 11, where it says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee? Is that electrical charge or authority?
Yes. No authority, charge. Electrical charge.
Electrical charge over the...
Yeah.
Okay, and the...
Is somebody going to ask the question, is love the force field an electrical charge?
Is love the force field an electrical charge?
It is, and it is electrically charged.
Okay, so for he shall give his angels charge over thee, the he would be... me or any one of us here, right?
Becoming, yes.
Becoming, okay. And then
notice it's a little he.
Right. And then there's a thee, so over thee. Would thee be the becoming one?
Do.
Okay.
Marvelous. Barb.
What's the becoming one, Jed?
Are you looking at verse 11? It's for he shall give his angels charge over thee.
No, Bob's tweeting.
I don't look at the Bible.
For he shall give. The he is the ascended man but from the position of coming.
Becoming.
And then over the thee would be the ascending one.
Where, Chad, what book, chapter and verse and book is this?
Psalm 91, verse 11.
Ta-da!
We interrupted Bob's tweeting.
Sorry, Bob. Okay, everybody.
Well, when you start talking capital letters, then I'll start paying attention.
That A-L or O-L, Bob?
Yeah, this is verse chapter 11?
Chapter
91.
Okay, so I'm looking at it, and it says... Seems okay.
Bippity snippity squab.
Verse 11.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee.
Bob.
There's no capital letters there, Chad.
Right. The point is that the he is representing the ascended man.
Ascending.
Right, because he has charge over the angels.
But wait a minute, Ion. You said the he is the ascending, and the thee is also the ascending?
It's a different scope. It'd be capital if it was complete ascension, wouldn't it?
Okay, what's the difference between the he and the thee in that sentence?
Well, that's what we're saying. It's just like you and you as a god. There is no difference to
it's
us.
You and, it's the you and you. The you and you division.
It's your perspective would be the difference between he and thee. And that's the point. That's what Deb asked the question for, and that's why we just couldn't miss it for all the tea in China. Because it's the point. You are already there. It's just your perspective of where you are in charge of giving angels power over you to help you.
Yes,
so
to keep you.
You don't stump your toe.
Yeah, to keep you in the ways that you already are in.
Exactly.
What's that?
Oh, Carolyn hollering.
So, but it says the he with a small h shall give his angels charge over thee, and they're both me.
Yeah.
So the ascending me is going to give my angel electrical charge.
The other me, which is a contrast, which is the illusion of a lesser me. You got to have the contrast, so you think you got a lesser you.
The perspective of the distance between you and you. Very good, Bob.
Okay, so if I have to get it...
That wasn't Bob, but it could have been Bob. It would have been good had it been Bob, yeah.
Okay, so the point of having the he and the thee and the giving of the charge, that little man perspective, is that because little man thinks they have to be given things or it has to be an exchange?
Or it's like the difference between thy and thine.
Yeah, this is the sowing and reaping.
Thy be the glory.
This is all about sowing and reaping, Chad.
Right, no, I'm just wondering how it can say, he will give over to thee versus just saying,
Chad will give to himself charge for the angels over Chad to keep Chad from fucking himself up.
But no action required, Chad.
Right, I'm probing this giving over aspect or this exchange.
In your place of power, then the footmen are there to give you mani-pedis and pluck your eyebrows and comb your hair and wash your feet.
That's be like the Queen Mother, to live like the Queen Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there wouldn't be any need, there wouldn't be any giving over from a he to a thee in that ascended position, right?
But that's the point. If you can't get the juxtaposed position between you and you, then you better give it over to somebody until you do. That's what's holding Brian in place till he can get on his throne.
So this is just another example of I'm going to give it to myself.
Yeah, the same old message. It's repeated ad infinitum in this book.
Over and over and over and over. And you think, you motherfuckers, you'd get it the 88th time. But no, we're going to go 89. We're going to go one more time.
Well, you're the one who sets up the string. Chad, he seduced you with another string of images again.
Throw the ball, Bob. Another string of images that just brought us right back to the riverbank again. One more. Throw the ball, Bob. Throw the ball.
Is the word charge refer to electricity? Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yeah.
They were. Yeah.
And so are words are electrical resistance, and then love is electrical resistance is words?
What? No.
Well, no, open up, Deb.
inflated.
Open up the possibilities.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Then just limiting yourself. Witness the human being limiting yourself. No, we can't make those links.
No, you tried to lay that out in the beginning 2 hours ago, and we said no then, and then you pick it back up, making like we said yes then, and now you're trying to cram it down their throat hole, and instead of just laying in their beddy, it's like wormwood. They start throwing it back up, and then you get all aggravated when you've got a group full of projectile vomiting trying to smoke Bob.
It's all about the timing, Ion.
Uh-huh.
I'll get it right one of these days. I'll say it, and Ion will go, that's right. In that region, when you're near that geography, and your love vibe is not resisting, yes, words equal love.
Or if we just lay it down and give it up for the gods of the day.
Are you still with us, Legend? Is Legend still with us, or is he gambling? Well, what's Legend doing? Come on, Legend. You got to report in every now and then. That's the rule. You actually have to contribute.
Either that or roll a fatty. Either way, it works all right.
Come on, Legend.
Ion, would you say?
Where's Legend? Chad, we're trying to find Legend.
He'll come off when he wakes up.
No, he can't. When we call you, you got to show up. Okay, you're fined $50. This is costing you $100 tonight.
And Bob may remember, so you better be careful.
You might get the recording just to have to listen to it all over again, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't inflict that on anybody.
Don't say that. They'd hear all of you want that.
No, she's saying it's torture.
Oh, well, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, it looks like Legend flaked out, ran off.
Couldn't handle it, eh?
Maybe
he was making too much noise in the restaurant, so what else?
Oh, he was in the restaurant. Okay.
He's muted.
Demute, Steve.
Okay.
Not good behavior. Doesn't leave a very good impression, Steve. You've only been here for 2 hours.
Good news is he says, I don't have to impress you, Bob. So.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very good. Where you been? What happened?
Oh, I'm doing a bunch of crap. I'm driving around.
Okay, but do you have anything to input? You have to speak. The rule is you speak every 20 minutes at least.
Oh, I got too much stuff going on. I'm trimming herb. I'm taking my son to basketball practice. I'm doing a lot.
Okay. You're looking after your throne. Okay.
Well, I want to take a picture of my toe to send to Bob to show Ion, and it's not purple anymore.
You don't have to show us, darling. We know. We actually straightened your toe, darling.
I was kind of disappointed not to have my little show and tell here.
Yeah, there you go.
Join the RNA Drops groups, the forum, and post it on there. Those guys are fanatics. They're Moabites about this whole thing.
Hey, put some on your cush, Steve, and see what in the hell happens. That might be euphoric.
You totally should do that, Steve. That would be great.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody.
Wake up with a line.
I did not inhale. I just smoked. I did not inhale. So
what would happen?
People
showed up at the door. They just showed up.
Are you with us still, Sue? Sue Bone, are you registered? Okay.
I'm here.
Any comments?
Yeah.
Ion said now we can get started. Is this what it was all about, to get started?
But we never know.
No, not yet. We were.
He says that. He said that about 1,000 times over the last 33 sessions. We finally got there. Now we're getting down to work.
Ezekiel 1:13-19.
Yes. Thank you. As for the likeness of living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was light, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living
Wait a minute. Okay, Brian, there's your lampstands again, and this is the reference where you have lightning, but you don't hear thunders. This is the beginning of what's happening now. Okay, keep going.
Today,
now.
Sue, today there's a lot of lightning without thunder or vice versa. What's happening today?
I've seen that.
He's telling Sue like he knows. It's strange.
There's something important here, Sue. So one of them's not showing up for work anymore.
Sue, there was something, and the something was something. And I know there was something. And it's
I know there's something to say right here, Sue.
This is something. This is really something, Sue.
So what is it? Anybody know?
Thunder. And thunder without lightning and something. Yeah, don't miss that, Sue. You gotta participate here to get something.
So what is it, Sasha? What's happening today in the news? Thunder without lightning?
Oh, because you're gonna get fined, Bob, for interrupting in the middle of the fight.
No. I'm the one who levies the fines. But the someone tell me, what is it? Thunder, I wanna create a mnemonic. What's happening today? Thunder without lightning or lightning without thunder?
Lightning without thunder, Bob.
It's alphabetical. Yeah. L before T. Okay. Lightning without thunder.
That rhymes with P, and that stands for poo.
Okay, so Sue, here's a quote that's referring to the lightning without thunder that's just started this Jubilee year.
Okay.
Do.
Can I continue now?
Hurry quick before he wakes up.
And the living creatures ran, returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, as I held the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel, and they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not wind. As for the ring, for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and things were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, wheels were lifted up.
That's
Ezekiel.
That's the first tier of the thrones, Brian.
Right, and we're coming up to Ezekiel 1:22. So this is before that.
So we got the lamps, the iron, and the stones.
Mm-hmm.
The elders.
Where's the
stone
in that?
Throw me a bone there.
Yeah, what verses are you doing? I decided to look at the Bible. What verses?
Sue, fasten your seatbelt. She wants us to throw you.
Yeah. Hey, which ones did you just read, Sasha?
Ezekiel
1.
Ezekiel 1:13-19.
Wow. It sounds like a preparation. let me tell you a personal anecdote. This last week, I will provide some of my personal experience. Last week, when I come home late from the beach, I cross the golf course, and the 20 deer wait for me. And then they bark, and they all pretend to run away, and then they come back. There's something about animals in here. I think that's what I'm witnessing. The living creatures. What was this? They were lifted up from the earth or something?
There was a something, something.
Yeah, there was a something about animals.
these are the four creatures in Ezekiel that are different from the four beasts.
Oh, it's number 14.
Correct.
It's number 14. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. That's what they're doing with me on the golf course, Connie. What do you think of that?
This is something. Boy, that's something.
You should see these deer. They wait till they show up, and then they pretend to run. They go, bark! And they run a bit, and then they stop. And they wait till I get close, and then they go, bark! And they run a little bit more. And they go, see, Bob, we sort of look scared, but we're not. Because it's a Jubilee year, and we're with you, Bob.
Tennessee, now he's got barking deer.
It's called synesthesia.
I've never heard a deer bark.
Oh, they do here for Bob. Barking for Bob.
Barkers for Bob, yeah.
Yeah, Bob Barker.
And they try to play games with me. They bark, they run forward, and you can see their silhouettes in the dark, and then I get closer, then they bark and they run forward, and they did this 5 times, and then suddenly the guy barked way behind me to indicate, no, they hadn't run forward, they were behind me.
So now the guy is barking, who's the guy?
What?
Oh my God.
And there was a guy barking.
Anyways, I was moved to tell you my personal experience. This is incredible because this is... What did you say, Sasha?
Someone's going to do a little anime tune of you at some point, Bob. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, Walter Bowen predicted that in May 2008.
Bob and his barking...
No, they did that. Walter Bowen came through James on May 2008, and he said, Bob, in 100 years, they're going to make cartoons about you.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah. So what's here? You've got Ezekiel 1:14, and then with the animals, and you got Ezekiel 1:22. There's the 14:22, the two Bob chart numbers.
My final question, and where this came up was Ion and Revelation felt that you can triangulate to your throne via the stones, the elders, and the lampstands. So we've got the lampstands there, and there's the stones. So.
Everything is there. Everything is set up for where we're at today. This is why I announced Cold Fusion today, because we were going to do this section.
Well, everybody was asleep during your announcement. They'll have to get it in the archives, Bob.
Yeah. They don't know what momentous stuff was uttered.
Sorry, Joyce. We didn't mean to out you there, darling.
Oh, well. So what are we what's all the meaning of this now?
We'll give you a bit of the meaning. Not all of it, just a little bit.
About tritium. It's all about tritium now.
And deuterium.
What about deuterium?
Yeah,
no,
and titanium.
Do you want to elaborate on your announcement right now, Bob?
Oh, no, tritium. No, not yet, not yet.
Tritium. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Bob.
Let's get back to the new folks asking questions. That was the finest hour we've ever had, and now it's deteriorated into the usual.
So get back
to the questions.
So,
and don't let Ion overrun.
We're talking about the essence of creation, and it's all about barking deer. Then you know that your rabbit hole when the deer start barking and the rocks start crying out and the mountains start shouting and the deer start barking.
Great from Revelation.
Verse 18, as for their rings, that's referring to the angel diagram.
Yeah.
This is describing us. It's actually describing what we're doing here.
Why does it say they were...
Those are part of the rings?
The 14 rings. You might want to take a look at the notes I emailed you on your computer while you're waiting for other people to shut up.
Not that they'll do you any good, but you could look at the notes of it. He has them, he studied them, he's quoted them, he used them, and he still asked Jenny Bell what it was all about.
Well, it's all about the timing.
Well. Okay, Sue.
Yes.
Is it fun yet, or is it boring yet? You're fresh meat, darling. Is it more than you could take, less than you thought, more than you wanted?
It feels like a great party.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have to, if you get sick of the company, you have to change it, you see.
But that was Plato's Symposium. The original philosophical situation
Lord.
Was people
now
eating
you've done
the
it.
Last Supper. The eating at a buffet and telling jokes and philosophizing. That's the archetypal Western man's image of
the
investigation of the old tradition. The Warren Commission, right? That's good.
We're very literal, but we stay with it. And the problem is we just can't stand it. Bob gets started, and we just can't miss.
You guys have to ask questions, because Bob and I would just go on
just
and on.
Just dancing and walking.
Dancing around.
Like the last tango of darkness.
Jokey.
High bird. We'll just go back to Darwin High School. Watch out.
Well, you know, I received a fabulous gift from these guys when I finished doing the Revelation series, and it was the angel speaking.
Yeah.
Can you translate for me what they had to say?
Not today.
Okay.
There's words. No. There's words. Words about that.
Yeah, people have asked that too, and it hasn't been answered yet.
Okay.
No, but it has been answered. It just hadn't been translated. But words have been spoke. Brian, go to your ass to sleep and answer too.
Answer me, Brian.
You've got to get demuted.
I started a fad, didn't I?
You started what?
A fad
on muting. I'm being silly.
Yeah. That's why you're mute Deb.
Demutable Deb.
I have a customer that whenever I do something fun or sell a car, he says, a little dab a dab a do.
Little dab a do ya.
Yep.
So Brian's not going to enter. Brian's exited?
Brian's sleeping.
Brian's no, he's awake now.
No, he'd be awake.
Oh.
I think he just fell
asleep.
Good.
Okay.
Can you address
Sue about the translation of the angel gift?
Recording.
Tell her about the translation?
Yeah, you asked the question first, wanting it translated, and you got a specific answer regarding it. Tell Sue that answer.
let's see. I think there were three or four of us at least that got into that, and what happened was everybody gave their own interpretation of what was said.
Ah.
That's how it applies, Sue.
User is the content, Sue. User is the content.
For us to translate would limit.
Mm-hmm.
For us to translate would limit its potential and or application.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Sue, that's illiterate bias. That's the effect of literacy. It makes people think there's a universal meaning that you match with, and you forget the making power of your own ears.
Mm-hmm.
Making power of your own ears.
Very profound.
That's ridiculous. Too many words. What does this mean?
Yeah, what did we learn from that phrase?
We got there, Palmer, but where?
Jesus Christ. I had shaked his head. Fucking shit. When will it ever end?
And Lord, suffering cats. Barking deer.
Yeah, you better hope the government's not listening on that one.
Oh, they are. Don't you worry. We're banking on it. Honey, are you joking? That's the secret to Bob's success. He doesn't do them dogs in. They work for him.
Yeah, listen to this, guys. JW was sent a package, and he got notice the address where it was going to in Atlanta. He got notice from that office that the package had been received, but it was signed off by someone the name of whom was nowhere employed in the office. So it got suspicious, and he goes to finds out the package wasn't there. So he goes back a couple days later to see if the package arrived again, and the office is closed and nobody's in the corridor, but a UPS guy walks up and hands him the package, or actually knocks on the door. Then JW realizes it's the package for him, so they give it to him. Now, what is the pattern here? How come that guy showed up right when JW showed? JW was just like checking out. Could it have been left there outside in the corridor?
It's unaffected the frequency, or vice versa. I don't know.
Okay, well, more paranoid scenario is that they... Oh, yeah, so he gets the package. It's been opened. It's been resealed. It's got different tape on it. Obviously been looked at. And the bottles are cold. And he's looking. So one suspects that they were monitoring the delivery of the package. They intercepted it and then checked it out and then politely followed him, and so when he showed up on Friday, they were there to give it to him with their fake UPS uniform. This is the people monitoring us.
Oh, my God.
Ah, you're getting it.
Cool.
Oh, you're you.
Ah,
so these...
What?
Are these little men?
No, no, they're people protecting us.
Okay.
Until Bob fires him, he keeps running through them like ice water.
Yeah, so what's interesting is that they were monitoring J.A.W. They saw when he showed up at the office, and the office was closed anyways, and so they sent the guy out there with the box that had been tampered with to give it back to him. That's just a story to tell you the surveillance that's happening here.
Are helicopters included in that? I get a lot of those.
You get a lot, eh? Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, that's because of your damn tweeting and blogging and blipping and all that stuff.
Like, I have anything important to say.
Oh, you do?
Well, it makes no difference, you see? Makes no difference what you say. Importance has... You got to look at from their position of looking at it. All anarchy starts with boo.
Boo.
All right, well.
You don't think discussing the RNA drops wouldn't attract it? You got the best blog going. You're going to be known as the historian of it someday. You know, you lay out the experience. You don't think that's being monitored? They consider the drops a boo. This boo, these drops are scaring them.
Or in the country of China, they holler, "Supplies."
Ion, I received my RNA drops 2 days ago from a UPS guy, and he charged me $127 to receive them.
Yeah, me too. I got dinged $60. And
that's stupid. That's bad.
I know, but you've got the problem is that because I'm in Canada as well, Sue.
Yeah.
So it's the brokerage fees that they're dinging you for. So my UPS guy showed up yesterday or the day before and was like, I need to take another $60 from you. I was like, what? So apparently,
tell Matthew not to send them UPS no more.
Yeah.
I have a postal strike in Canada, and they receive anything from the United States, or people in the United States cannot mail them. What I'm wondering is, now am I on some
kind of a database? Is there a postal strike in Canada?
It doesn't matter, Sue. Be glad you're on a database. They will save you. They know that you've been altered by that. They want the people who've been altered by the RNA drops to be part of the new civilization. So no paranoia involved. Be glad you're on the list.
The UPS,
and they are who?
Oh, me and my buddies.
Oh.
Mongo Street Customs. They check them out. They log
Dobbstown Inc.
Yeah, so Bob, squeezing you for another $60.
Bob is shit for paying people. They have to get it anywhere they can. So what you have to do is you'll have to send it to Geneva and pick them up in Geneva when you're there. Delta Dash. Do it on the airline freight. That's how you overcome that, because you're always at the airport and you just pick it up.
Yeah, or the UPS guy said to me, if you send it expedited, then somehow in their logic, although you pay more money for the shipping, it's going to be less than it will be to go like week or whatever it is, UPS.
Well, but you see, Brown has a monopoly right now because the goofballs are on strike, which is wonderful, because they have the monopoly and it's more than they can do. So they're like, well, if you want it, you pay. If you don't, you don't get it, period.
Right.
Yeah, Brown means UPS.
It's total extortion.
What about...
It's total extortion, though. Because you pay about 50% of the cost of the product in brokerage fees.
What about USPS?
Well, it's
It'll go to Michigan and stop.
because mine, I get delivered USPS.
Yeah, well, Matt's wife made a mistake and put down $400 as my amount in the box, but it was wrong. So I still got charged on whatever they put on the invoice. So anyway,
yeah.
they're fixing it. Matt's great like that. So
yeah.
How does he fix it, Sue?
He's going to credit me.
Oh, good, good.
On my auto ship, yeah. So.
Well, wonderful.
That's good. Yeah. So I just hope it all straightens out, and I'm sure it will. But I was a little concerned about, you know, being able to ship into Canada and if this was going to continue or if it was going to be a problem for other people that I told
them. We told y'all to get your ass out of Canada years ago, but nobody listened to that.
Just like Anne Murray, I got to be a snowbird like Bob and Carolyn, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Get out before it's too late.
Yeah, they call the Canadians who come here snowbirds, you know, to Maui. That's their term.
Mm-hmm. No bird.
Go ahead.
I was just going to get back to the Ezekiel reference and the triangulation to your throne by the elders, the stones, and the lampstands. So would the reference to elders be in that section that you gave us?
This section has everything that we've discussed. It's got the white stone and all kinds of things. Can we enumerate these?
Do.
Yeah, please.
So what you started at verse 11?
Yeah.
So you got the wings, that's ring four, the wings overlapping, right? Covered their bodies. That would be the five bodies? What do you think? Did the Bible know there? Did Ezekiel know about the five bodies, Ion?
Absolutely, Bob. Absolutely.
I detected a bit of a put-on in that tone.
It was, no, they were even pulling pin tabs before you even coined it.
They know about the hectet, the octet.
Oh, wait, the octet. Yeah, no, wait, that wouldn't be an original thought on your part now, would it? So the one you picked it up from... It knew from them, so good.
Right, so Sue, the wings overlap in verse 11. Are you looking at that? You know
yeah.
what we're referring
yeah.
The wings overlap in the fourth ring of the angel diagram. The angel, what are they, beasts? Or anybody know what they are?
They're the cherubim. would those be the ten that are on top of the ark?
This is the Sphinx. This is the lion, the calf.
Witch in the wardrobe.
Witch in the wardrobe and George Burns.
And Gracie. And Gracie.
So what is this? Hey, Brian, am I on the right? Maybe I'll just bring up my own notes to see what they say.
Oh, that'll end in tears. That'll end in tears.
Isn't it the lion, the calf, the eagle, and the man?
Yes.
Yeah, the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, exactly.
And they have their wings folding over each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is referring to, and it's actually the image on the Sphinx, too. You'll get those four faces.
The Sphinx, which...
You know the Sphinx?
The Egyptian one.
Ion, is any of that in the throne picture?
Of course. It's all... if you look at the Sphinx, it's facing the throne.
It's facing the throne?
Facing you.
Do.
When Ion says do, that means yes. So you might want to look at the notes
that,
here.
Bob, for Pitt's sake.
Well, you never know.
Barking deer, Lord.
So, well, maybe it's ring three. Circle of names are four angels holding back the winds plus the angel of the east. That's ring three. Ring three is, maybe you might want to look at the rings for the newbies.
I am looking at the ring.
Okay, do you know what the second ring is? What have you intuited?
Oh, Lord.
It's got seven.
Joyce, just run through all the rings real succinctly.
Okay.
Because otherwise, if Bob does it, would burn up the rest.
Yeah. Well, let's just find out what do you think is the second ring, just before we do that, Sue? What looks like the second? The second, it's two. What's the second ring?
Seven levels?
No, it's the V-A-L-E-E-L-N-A around the central chromosome cross, or what you call the man symbol.
Okay, I'll
represent the four beasts.
Oh, you're looking
at the lamb, the lion, the man,
middle.
The eagle.
What'd you say, Sue? We're looking where?
Are you looking right in the center of the star, of the center of
Yeah. The letters V-A-L-E-E-L-N-A is the second ring around the cross.
Okay, gotcha.
That's how you begin in each naming system, and will be a ring.
Oh. So would they be the four images here, the lion, the calf, the eagle, and the man?
I think so. Anybody disagree? No, that's ring three. So let's go see what ring two is. The four beasts.
It's the lion, man, and eagle, and the calf or the ox or cherub.
The angels holding back the wind.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's ring two, not ring three. Those, that's the Sphinx image. Ring two, the VA. Let's just look at it. It says letters represent the four beasts from Ezekiel. And the ZMSNC, let's see, is that... No, see, I'm screwed up again. What the hell is that?
N-A and E-L, is that what you're talking about?
I think these notes are wrong. I'm looking at... what the heck you got ring?
Bob. Chart.
I'm looking at Sasha's notes. What the heck have you done, Sasha? This is ridiculous. I'm going back to my notes. This is I'm sorry I sent you the crap that Angela did, or whatever her name is. Sasha. But where are we? Does anybody want to check this out? Who are the authorities around here? Brian, are we
who
making
are the
a mistake?
Authorities?
You're talking about the second
me.
Ring.
That
does
have a Z and an A and a B and an A and a T.
Oh.
I got to go look at it.
Okay, so the V-A, the L-E-E-L-N-A is the first ring?
Yeah, you're talking about in the center of the star? V-A.
Ring one is V-A-N-A-L-E-N-E-L.
Okay, never mind. Everything's okay. So, sorry,
hey, Sue.
Hey, Joyce, you better take over, Joyce. Lead us through the ring.
After you screwed it up,
yeah.
So, are those the four winds?
Yes. Or
and they
no?
Blowed. They blowed. The winds have blowed.
They are the winds the winds are being held back and they're gases. So look at your notes, Sue. I mean, you guys got to get this. Just look at ring one and read. Oh, okay. You don't need to get it, Sue. Okay.
I'll read it
no,
later,
I didn't say they need to get it. You said you got to get this, and we said no, they don't.
I've forgotten all this stuff. I forgot more than you'll ever know, Sue, in this chart.
Well, if you don't stop giving those damn deer your RNA drops, they're going to start doing more than barking.
So the angels are holding back the wings, Sue, and they were released on January 12th this year.
Right.
And one of the reasons, Sue, that we don't record this is exactly what Bob does. So we do get it. We just take it in fresh and new every single time.
Yeah.
So we don't forget everything that it gives us, you know, and make it a meme. We don't want to make anything a meme. We want to let it flow and morph and change. And, you know, to Bob's credit, he's beaten me to death on that. I found it to be very, very beneficial. So anything you found is good for today. It ain't good for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let it change.
Okay.
So Barbara, it's interesting. Barbara, she sends in questions every cash flow, and she's interested in more of the Armageddon things. Who's running the show? Who's going to get earthquaked and this and that? And that Barbara may have evoked the fact that Ion revealed the empires today. Because that's the kind
that
of interest Barbara has.
Steve. That and Steve, he finally got his Kodak.
Oh, yeah, Steve too. Yeah, Steve and Barbara have similar interests, traditionally.
Yeah, interested in what's going on in the world. don't know.
Have the powers.
I think we're living. Yeah. We're living in exciting times, and I mean, everything seems to make sense. This is all part of my journey. I've always been seeking, and it just led me to here, which is perfect. The thing I ever read as a child in the Bible was the Revelations.
Right.
I never really did it, but I was interested in what was to come or what was going on.
Yeah, you thought you were reading the end of the book.
Oh, yeah, when it's the beginning, and this is where you are now.
But you raised a good question. Is this battle that we're talking about with Joshua, is that, it's already in the now, but is it in terms of the Bible, hasn't happened yet?
Well, if you're asking, you weren't asking us, though, so we'll...
No, I'm asking you.
Okay. It's in the big now, so it becomes in the whole Megiddo inference.
It happens every day, then.
Megiddo.
It happens every day.
Well, if you want to go at it that way, we're okay with that. We don't have a problem with that.
What is the Megiddo influence?
That's where the Armageddon is. Megiddo is in the word Armageddon. That's a place in
Megiddo,
near Israel.
Not Megiddo. That's in El Segundo.
The Megiddo is, Beter talked about it. Dr. Beter. Megiddo is where some fundamentalists think the Armageddon is, where it's going to happen or where you go to hide or something. No, I guess that's where it runs blood.
And if you're from the hood, it'd be my ghetto.
Yeah, interesting. That is where the word ghetto comes from. My ghetto.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah, Amsterdam, you're right. That's in the Wire TV series. Amsterdam. That's good.
Ghetto. Do they bark?
Bob, ghetto is a Yiddish word for...
Yes.
So is Megiddo. So is Megiddo.
Okay. But it doesn't, I mean, ghetto traditionally did not mean a less than desirable place to live.
Good. Yeah, but it was a lot of apocalypse or Armageddon happens.
Well, when you stir a little Goyish cup in there, darling, that's when it starts shifting.
Yeah, like the Warsaw Ghetto. They thought it was a wonderful place, but look what happened.
Right. Sorry, Ian, what did you reference?
Until you started stirring in all the Goyish cup, that's when it changed its meaning.
Goyish
cup. Also Yiddish. That's also Yiddish.
And a Goyish is a non-Jewish person.
Well, it loosely translated would be Christian shit.
Oh.
So where are we with Yiddish?
We like Yiddish. Take a long pisha off a short pizza.
So we're talking about verse 11 with the wings. That is showing ring 2 or ring 4. I don't know which. Whatever. Which ones are got the wings folded over? Is it the ring 4, Brian, or ring 3? Which one's got the wings folded over?
Keep reading Ezekiel, Bob, and if you let her finish Ezekiel, you'll find out.
I think it's ring. Nobody tells us. What do you think, Sasha? Which one has the folding wings? Which ring?
Brian.
I don't know, but I'm not the authority.
You're not an authority?
I'm not the authority. I can't speak on such matters, apparently.
Okay. Well, no. You
hit him out. Brian does this in his sleep.
Yeah, it looks like ring 2, which is not the VA. Yeah, it's got to be the Z. It's got to be ring 2. No, I don't know.
Does it matter?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, suffering cat.
Everything in its time, in context, it matters.
Otherwise, it would all be antimatter.
Yeah. Just be a blur.
So.
No, it wouldn't be a blur. It'd be more than a blur.
Yep.
Carolyn's quit typing and gone to laughing.
She's a laugh track.
So if we continue with Ezekiel, we'll find the answer.
Of course.
Yeah. This section has a lot of the answers in there that we've covered.
Mm. So should I read on past, into start with 20, Ion?
Well,
don't ask,
okay.
Austin, just do it.
Just do it, baby. Just do it.
Whithersoever the spirit was to go, went, thither was the spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Mm. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament above heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal forth over their heads above. Did you want me to stop
that
there,
Bob? That was 122,
yeah.
The only scripture in the Bible that Bob can quote.
That's why I just said, Bob, do you want me to pause there for a moment?
No, I'm willing to. Let's try to learn something new. Let's see what 23 says.
And under the front were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two, which covered on this side, and every one had two, which covered on that side, their body. And when they went, I heard the noise.
Wait a minute. Bob was just having a hysterectomy over the wings and open and shut and where and who and what and when and where and why and how. Well, there she just there it is, Bob. There it is.
Yeah, I'd just like to know which ring that refers to.
Thanks for the answer. Now, what was the question? That's rich. Palmer.
Did you want me to read 24?
Yes.
When they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings.
See, the voice of speech. I think we actually talked about that in cash flow. I mentioned the tyranny of the acoustic medium, the tyranny of the oral culture. Look, it's the voice of speech. It's a very McLuhan-esque spinning his wake phrase.
I watched the King's speech last night.
What'd you say?
I watched the King's speech last night.
Inspired by us. Our group inspired that movie because it's about the Queen Mother.
Yeah, it was very good.
Sorry. Did they have much on her, on the Queen Mother?
The whole thing was about her.
Yeah.
Okay.
We told you that, Bob, and then you wouldn't have it because you said you might one day, once upon a midnight dreary, look at it. So we'd already gone through the whole history, and we already told you that's where the movie came from, for Pitt's sake.
Yeah, and Finnegan's Wake, since he was writing it in the 30s, he was writing when the stuttering king was king, and he had the HCE, the main male in the book, is a stutterer. So there was a reference to the royal divorce, the Duke of Windsor, and the queen's father.
And Monaco,
which Ian says is more happening than Maui right now.
I'm wearing a Monaco shirt right now.
There you go.
Monaco.
First time it got said. Ian has not revealed that fact before.
I haven't worn
a Monaco
shirt in years.
Well, good timing.
Well, hold on. What's in Monaco that makes Maui, you know, Pike?
We're talking about the tourist business. The tourist business is dying in Maui, and Ian said a year ago that the action is in Monaco right now. Because Ian said they leave you alone. There's no laws over there or something.
Are you responsible for the decaying tourism in Maui too, Bob?
Yes.
No, that's us.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, that's true. They have to get out.
They have to get out. They're getting out. We ordered them out.
Okay, cool.
And that'll tell you a lot if you think about it.
So it'll be a boom when you have McLuhan on Maui, everyone descending on in December, right?
No, no, we're burying him on December 31st. It'll be McLuhan under Maui, but it's what's going to be above him that'll be significant.
Oh, you mean the mum?
Yeah, mum,
yeah,
M-U-M. McLuhan under Maui.
Oh.
Yeah, this year is just the, what do you call it, the eulogy? The, you know, the funeral, the wake of McLuhan, and we're just spent a year talking about him.
That happy fuckery.
That's fatty fuckery.
Mary, his whacked out daughter.
What about the daughter?
When are you going to bury her, his whacked out daughter?
We had so much fun. We've heard, it's just been mentioned once, that she actually hung up on Warren Buffett.
Yeah. Why do you call her whacked out, Greg?
Well, just from all the stories that I've heard, she's down. She's already out there and just waiting for a reason to cash in. And this is stories that I've heard from you, Bob, and read on the internet that she's just out there.
You mean that she's out here in Maui? Is that what you mean by out there?
No, I mean, if I was her classical little man labels, it would sound like a combination of Alzheimer's, dyslexia, lack of memory, you know, the whole bit. I mean,
ascension.
Someone who
ascending. Calls. She's ascending.
There you go. She's an ascended one. So silly of me.
Yes. The little man calls it dyslexia and amnesia and Parkinson's disease.
That's right.
That's why you're going to have to lay low as you get more ascended. The little man's going to be considering you a real diseased case.
And tachycardia.
That's right. What?
Oh, yeah, Sue, we forgot to tell you, once you take RNA drops, do not get a blood test in the hospital.
Really? Why is that?
They won't let you go. They won't let you go.
Well,
you
no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
They'll pull on the vampires.
No, 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 no. Here's what we say. If you go, and if they do a blood test, pay very close attention to your phlebotomist's eyes.
Phlebotomist eyes.
And make sure they're wearing hazmat suits.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes those little tubes will blow, but the blood comes out very different, and then they look, and you can look, and their eyes kind of get big, and their eyes get big, and then they go, and they look again and think, no, wait, some, you know, and then they squint a bit, and then they're going, oh, and it gets very interesting.
Then they deny. They go in denial, and you're okay.
Then they lock you up as a specimen?
No, they go into denial.
No.
They ignore it.
No, they can't acknowledge that it is because it can't be.
And what
don't
is it
be
that
ridiculous,
they...
but deers don't bark.
But once you take the RNA drops, they do bark.
Oh, right.
So my blood will bark?
No.
No, it'll change. No more RH factor. It's all gone.
No more RH factor.
Right.
I don't
and
even know what it is to begin with.
You don't know what
people
to?
What is RH factor to begin with?
Oh, you know, when you have like an RH negative, blah, 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 blah. It's a Carolyn, do it. So you do it to suit you, because if we do it, everybody will be screaming.
What am I doing?
To explain
RH factor
to Sue.
Well, there's RH positive and RH negative, and there's incompatibility if a mother has RH positive mother has an RH negative baby. But I guess my question about that, and maybe we've already answered it, is that part of our descending, our fall, when we split our blood types, ion?
Yes.
So that's why it'll no longer be necessary, because
And the new blood types are laid out in the chart.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in...
Saying, You've done that a million times, Six.
Only half a million.
Who's done it? Sue? You're saying Sue has done what?
No, we have.
Dr. Dean.
Oh, yeah, we've done this stuff, but we're talking to someone who doesn't know anything about what we're talking about.
Well, so I won't have any more RH factor, but will I
You've been around Bob too long.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Sue?
Oh, it'll be RH negative then. Is that what you're saying?
Would it be RH negative?
No, it'll turn into RH negative.
No RH at all.
No RH factor.
No RH at all.
And the RH, I was just looking up, and it's named after Reese's Monkeys, for Pete's sake. They were used to test make anti-serum for typing blood samples. So
what does RH stand for?
Reese's, R-H.
Reese's herpes?
Reese's monkeys.
No, what's the H?
R-H-E-S-U-S.
Oh, I see. It's from Reese's, right. So you see this in...
Ion, you're saying that the blood would be different because it wouldn't be an RH factor. Does that mean still you would be A, A, B, B, O?
No, those have all changed. It's in the chart.
Yeah, okay, in the diagram, it's ring 6, Sue.
Okay.
Those are the new blood types only.
Okay.
And the reason they'll be the blood types only is because all the little men are going to croak. You're coming to the place where you either ascend or you get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara's calling getting the hell out the Exodus.
Good. That's fine with us.
And when they don't have to worry about my mortgage anymore, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about your mortgage.
You shouldn't have been anyway.
Yeah. When they get out, are they going to the beach? Soup, the guff, and then when that fills up, they'll be spit back, but in a different form?
Do.
Okay.
That's the easiest way.
And then they'll be ascending.
That's the easiest
way.
They'll come in ascended, yes.
You know, a good metaphor for what we're talking about is in the TV series True Blood, which J.W. recommended to me.
Get out, and out, out, and Bob wasn't going to have it till he found out there was tits and ass in it.
Yeah, man, it's fuck scenes. It's pornography really made respectable for HBO.
We probably don't get it in Canada.
For HBO.
Beg your pardon?
We probably don't get it in Canada.
No. Well, I don't know if you can, but you go to letmewatchthis.ch. That's where you watch it. Letmewatchthis.ch has everything for free.
.ch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be .com. Too.
Let me watch.
No, it's .ch. Well, it might be .com in Canada or something. I don't know. But it's .ch. Begin with that.
Okay.
If you mistakenly put a .ca extension to that URL, you'll get some copyright restrictions. So make sure it's .ch.
Oh, so you've done it from Canada, or do you have a special subscription feature on your TV?
I'm just saying that probably just for legal reasons, if you do go to the .ca, they'll say content's not available in your area.
That's .ca, but you're saying definitely in Canada do .ch.
Yeah, because I mistakenly added .ca one day, and I was like, that's interesting. But they
didn't
say that, but yeah.
But you're in Canada, so Sue should be able to get it, unless there's something different about her computer subscription bullshit.
No, she'll be able to get it.
I'll see. Good.
Yeah, there's everything's on there. Latest shows, latest movies. Sometimes they're not
you
the perfect version.
You won't have to rent DVDs anymore, Sue.
Well, like I say, I'm on the second session of the Fringe series, and I must say I feel like I'm inside the Fringe movies just by doing this work.
Yeah, that's right. Just a minute.
They wrote that from us.
Hold that. Whoever said Bob.
I want to be canceled after the first session till we took a shine to it, and then they got some content. JJ got some content, and this shit. And they moved it to Friday night when no one watches TV. And it's absolutely flourished.
Right.
Absolutely. And I hear they're going into a fourth season.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, Sue.
It's a great show.
I told you that the first 15 episodes may be boring, and you get the last two episodes of season one, which were the first ones I saw back in May
right.
2009, I think, 2 years ago. That, now, did you notice they how they presented the Livia's experience of parallel worlds?
Yes.
In the last two episodes. It's very well done. The subtle shifts of the director, the black guy's desk, remember? The desk shifts position. And then earlier she saw more than a different number of bodies on the concrete, on the pavement.
Yes.
So that was, and then in the last episode, it pans back and she's in the World Trade Center and it hasn't blown up, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Those two episodes, that was sparked by screenwriters for them listening to us. And then, I think so, it's interesting. No, Ion says that they heard the real influences of Ion is when they start talking about Walters, of the other Walter. They got that idea from us. Now, that would be second season, Ion? I mean, when did they actually... So the parallel worlds...
It all started with the inset of spiking Olivia's tea.
Yeah, but what season is that in?
The end of two.
Now, that's way further. We're talking about the end of season one in May 2009. Are they aware of us? We're not on the radio yet.
No.
So how did they get the parallel world thing in there?
Well, we're not new. We're just new to you, Bob.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that was the beginning of them shifting into our. It is a definite shift in the season. First 15 shows are boring.
Then they did what? Oh, Lord, suffering cat.
Right. Okay. So you're saying at that point.
24.
See, now you're talking about
Bob. It was all very interesting. Yeah.
Well, it was formulaic in the first 16 episodes. Every episode, some monster would show up, and then they'd have to figure it out, right? And it was just photographically exciting. But it's when they get into parallel world and the way they show it where, to me, it became interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So Ion, you're saying, well, see, Ion's always ambiguous. He's got every alibi in the book.
Can't do nothing. Can't find nothing.
Yeah, you can't. You won't find out anything here with Ion, which is good.
If Bob does hear something, he won't remember. So it's all
right. So I understood that it was.
Bob, did I tell you that the Luther season two just came out on the BBC?
Oh, they're continuing.
Yeah, season two, episode one just came out last week. So waiting for the next one.
Oh, that's interesting, because I thought that was it. Six episodes, and that was the end.
Of what?
Luther. This is Stringer Bell, the character in The Wire.
Oh.
The Black Mafia guy.
This album is so good. It's very scary, though. We made the mistake of watching it at about 11 o'clock at night. No one could go to bed.
Right. Do they begin where it left
very
off?
Very Jack the Ripper.
Well, what? Look, does it begin with... where they left off, where Stringer ends, you know, with the murder scene of his buddies and everything, the cops show up and he goes, "What now?" Does it start from there?
No. They've moved.
Okay, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to know any details. Okay. So Sue, what are we talking? I know. I'm glad it's starting because it was incomplete.
It's kind of like the continuation of Haven, Bob.
Oh no, that's not going, is it?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we told you.
Yeah, I know. I can't keep track of it all. I'm not monitoring it all.
It's being filmed here in Nova Scotia, Haven.
That's why I didn't like it, Sue. I said, this is Nova Scotia landscape. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It did look like Liverpool or Lunenburg and all that. That's why I didn't like it. It really made me say, damn, that damn New England landscape's pretty boring compared to Maui or what it implies. And they presented it as New England, but it's actually filmed in Nova Scotia. Well, there you go. Didn't know that. But
can I ask you a question about the armor of God?
No. Let's finish this point about Ion. You're not standing by the idea that the fringe becomes Ionic when they start talking about the two Walters. You're saying it's before that or after?
A little bit. Just about that. Just about then.
Well, what? Were they influenced by the idea of doubles or of parallel two of everything?
Yes, they had to get the writers on board while it was taking place, and then they had to transition where they were going. So That's
right. So that is the transition. Because Walter gives a lecture around then saying there's two of everything. The very here's what would happen, Sue. We'd hear something that Ian would tell Carol and I in Melting Titanium or a private session, and it would show up on Fringe a week or so or that week, the same content.
Well, mostly like a month, but sometimes closer.
Yeah, well, then it got recently it got to the drops. When the drops showed up on the event and on Fringe was the week I started taking the drops. So it gets closer, Ion. Well, now we're ahead of it. We now know what the shows are going to be about because it's whatever we cover.
It's only because of the summer break.
No, no, not that. No, we what we're doing a few months ago will show up in the event.
It's setting. It's setting what is being on the chip body as far as TV.
Yeah, we're setting it, Sue. So we will soon see actual recordings of our meetings as part of the shows. We'll be like the secret Illuminati committee presenting some fictional setup. You'll hear your own voice on there, Sue.
Well, this all comes out of, you know, Ion telling me that, you know, my blood is shifted and my blood has changed.
Yeah.
So
we couldn't tell you what
like,
that
I
really
feel
meant.
Like I'm on the inside of a Fringe episode of some sort.
You are.
Yeah.
And when, you know, we first started this evening, I was talking about, you know, being so influenced by Nancy Drew when I was a kid. And then to see Olivia, she's just, she's like Nancy Drew all grown up in the chip body.
Right.
Cool.
Is there any other detective woman archetype other than her? Is she the first?
She was my first. I was only in grade 3.
Right, which is about, you're born in 50,
I'd say
so.
3 to 6. 6 years old, 3 to 6.
So the late 50s.
Yep.
So what, there's been no others since her?
There's been Agatha Christie did Miss Marple.
Yeah, but that's an adult.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about a teenager, or, you know, Nancy Drew is a teenager.
Has there been any that influenced any other kids, you mean?
Is there
Hardy
any
Boys.
More?
Hardy huh? Boys.
Yeah, but that's back then. That's that same time. Has there been an update, a homeopathic replay of Nancy Drew archetype in 80s and 90s?
No, I can't think of any.
What about Matilda? Does that apply?
Is she the one in the New York hotel?
My recollection was there was a movie with maybe Rosie O'Donnell or somebody in the young girl who was like a would track... find clues and sort of solve.
Yeah, well, Matilda is the one, the girl who lives in the New York hotel. Is that what you're thinking of?
I think so. Maybe I can get off on it.
Yeah, that's many decades ago, Matilda.
Yeah, no.
She was a waltzer.
A waltzer.
From down under.
Mm-hmm. What about Dora the Explorer?
What was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that vampire?
Chip sent us a barking deer video.
There's a barking cat video out there, too, you should know.
Did you guys hear that hiss?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
Is that Brian?
It was a yawn.
Ion's yawn?
We're past the four-hour mark now, right? We're
from beyond.
25 minutes?
You're kidding.
Can I quickly ask you about the cloak of...
Hey, we've gone overtime.
I demand 15 minutes before you still.
But wait a minute.
That doesn't
sound right. We started at 1:30. No, we still got 40 minutes, Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 40 minutes, so you're okay.
I thought it was 4 hours you were going.
That's with Ion. It's 5 hours with the chat before.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, I'm fine with
8:30
that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Good.
Go, Sasha.